In the geographic center of South America, the Pantanal spreads over tens of thousands of square kilometers of wide-open floodplains and tropical dry forests in Paraguay, Bolivia, and, mostly, Brazil. The Pantanal lives in the shadow of the Amazon, its mammoth neighbor to the north. I love the Amazon for its many rivers, its exotic fruits, and its vastness. But for budget travelers looking for wildlife, it can't compare to the Pantanal. Amazonian lodges are more expensive, and the animals harder to spot. In the Pantanal, the jaguars may be evasive, but the capybaras, the hyacinth macaws, the giant anteaters, and the ringtail coatis will practically pose for you if you approach quietly. The Trans-Pantanera Highway is an unfinished dirt road running 150 kilometers from the town of Poconé, Brazil, into the Pantanal. I went during the dry season, April to September, when there are more animals and less mud. As I jolted along in a rented car on a late August night, my headlights caught the glare of dozens of red eyes staring in the inky darkness. They belonged to caimans, alligator cousins that had decided the road was a comfortable resting spot. They don't make way for anyone, so I weaved around them. Minutes later, I was turning onto the road of the lodge I would stay at. There were no more caimans, but as my car rounded a curve, I slammed on the brakes and uttered a very loud expression of surprise. Just 3 meters ahead lumbered the oddest animal I had ever seen. Though it was maybe 1.5 meters long, there was barely any body. Most of it was taken up by a tube-like snout in front and a bushy tail in back. I had spotted a rare giant anteater, and I hadn't even checked in.